Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Dimitri's all you've got. I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio. Hold on. Let me get hotkey. Which hotkey is this? Oh, here we go. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. I love that. Also, I'm the force multiplier of truth. And pretty soon, the blockchain of reason, once I figure out what blockchain is. And what I figure out what reason is, too, come to think of it. All right. So, again, if you just joined us, the reason that you can't find me on Facebook, the reason that you can't send me any message on Messenger is because Facebook has said, no, we are not going to allow you to show the 8,100 followers and 5,000 friends of yours the truth about the Epstein files. I was simply essentially reposting. I was taking screenshots from Twitter of the information that is coming out of the Epstein files and sharing it on Facebook. So you, I was doing this for you, not for me. I obviously already saw the information. All of this is for you. And Facebook said, no, you can't see that. Our community standards are such that we protect billionaire rapists. Mark Zuckerberg admitted that the government was controlling him regarding the plandemic and shadow banning me and throttling me and all of that. And I'm sure it's the same thing now. And here I want to stress something. I'm going to say something that's pretty important here locally. I want to stress this. I do not, repeat, Dimitri does not have smoking gun evidence that United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito was behind this banning of me on Facebook. I do not have smoking gun evidence. This just might be a coincidence, but then again, she is the fourth most powerful senator in Washington, D.C., so it might not be coincidence. One of the things that I was talking about, and by the way, Joe Rogan is now on board too, and Joe Rogan is not a conspiracy theory guy. He is not a tinfoil hat guy at all. But even Joe Rogan is going, oh my God, you mean they were all right about the child sacrifices and everything else? I've got the audio. So when I was talking yesterday, I've been talking about it on and off. That's why I think Shelley Moore Capito, when she saw that or was told about these posts, said, no, we got to shut them down. One of the disturbing connections that we have here in the Valley with the Epstein files and the perversion in Washington, D.C., and I do mean pedophile sexual perversion. The connection that we have is Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew, Riley Moore. Congressman Riley Moore, representing the 2nd Congressional District of West Virginia, essentially the upper half of the state of West Virginia. The local media does not want to tell you about any of this, but I will. He was the vice president of the Podesta Group. Yes, those Podestas, the spirit dinners, all the perversion that the Podestas have been accused of involving, again, the allegations are always about children and satanic behavior and sickening behavior. You might know Riley Moore better as Rick Rattler, the lead singer of this group called Rattler that is doing essentially Satan worship. I posted the pictures. I'm sure Facebook has taken them down, too. Waving this giant serpent made out of wood at their concerts. In fact, I read you the lyrics to their songs about the disgusting, depraved actions, stuff that they did or supposedly want to do to young girls. the drug abuse, the drinking, the everything. Riley Moore, you might know him better as Rick Rattler. And this group Rattler, I mean, you talk about devil worship and satanic. It's beyond belief. At first, I thought it was just remarkably bad judgment on his part. But then I read and found out that he was vice president of the Podesta Group. Those Podestas. Spirit dinners. Look it up. And all the disturbing accusations about not just pedophilia, as bad as that is, but all the other stuff that the accusations are, I can't even say it on the air, it's that bad. Riley Moore was the vice president of that group, the Podesta Group. And what I find really interesting is that there are a number of congressmen, members of Congress, including when this Nancy Mace, who, by the way, is very hot. God, is she hot. South Carolina, but Tom Massey, and there are a number of other congressmen who are demanding that there be arrests, charges, and trials for these billionaire rapists. There are members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, who are demanding this. Good for them. And yet our own congressman, here in essentially the upper half of West Virginia, Riley Moore, not saying much of anything. You would think that someone who has such deep roots in the swamp, the perverted swamp of Washington, D.C., somebody who has such deep connections to the Podesta Group, the vice president, one heartbeat away from Podesta himself. Someone whose band Rattler was a big hit in Washington, D.C. You would think that this Riley Moore, who the slick political commercials when he was running for office, you know, highlighted him being in church and praying and everything else, which, if you know his backstory of Rick Rattler, I mean, you just shake your head in the utter hypocrisy of it all. You would think that given how strongly we feel here in the Upper Ohio Valley about pedophiles, about sex perverts, about doing these, I can't even say it on the air, it's so bad. The emails, read the email. Well, of course, you can't go on Facebook to read them. That's where I posted them. You would think that Riley Moore, Congressman Riley Moore, former vice president of the Podesta Group, one heartbeat away from Podesta himself, would be outraged that not even one billionaire rapist was being charged regarding all of these horrible, horrible things. And yet nothing. So where's Shelley Moore Capito come in? Well, she installed Riley Moore as your congressman because Shelley Moore Capito is the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons. And I wouldn't put it past her. And again, I want to stress, I do not have smoking gun evidence. I don't. This is just a hunch. My gut is telling me this probably happened. And I say probably. Even my gut is saying, I can't be sure. But would it surprise anyone if someday we discover that Shelley Moore Capito, the fourth most powerful member in the Senate, placed a call to somebody at the CIA or some other government agency and said, in essence, hey, tell Mark Zuckerberg to shut down Dmitry because he's posting all of this stuff about the Epstein files. And he's reminding people about my nephew, Riley Moore, his connection with the Podesta Group that he was the vice president. Would it surprise anyone if someday we learned that it's actually what happened? Mark Zuckerberg has admitted under oath that government pressure caused him to censor so many of us who were saying, no, it's a plandemic, it's a lie, it's not some bad thing in the wet market in China or whatever, it's Fauci, this serial liar and everything else connected with this. Mark Zuckerberg has admitted to this. Why would anyone think that anything has changed? So while I certainly have no hard evidence, smoking gun evidence to back up my gut feeling, would anyone be surprised if someday we learned that Shelley Moore Capito placed a call to somebody in the deep state, one of her buddies at the CIA or wherever, and that person called Mark Zuckerberg and said anything with the Epstein files, including this Dmitry, not only do you not post him, but you've got to shut him down. I am not suggesting that I'm all that important in the big scheme of things. Obviously, I'm not. Well, I don't know how obvious that is, but I'm not. But here in the Upper Ohio Valley, everybody listens to me. Everybody had watched the Facebook live streams of my show. Thousands and thousands of views for each one of my shows. And all it was just an iPad camera here in the studio. That's all it is. But here in the Upper Ohio Valley, people take notes and they go, Dmitry said, what? And he's backing it up with evidence again and this, that, and the other. I'm a big deal here in the Upper Ohio Valley because, quite frankly, nobody else is willing to step forward. Who else in the media is even talking about this here? Newspapers? Nothing. TV? TV stations? Nothing. Meanwhile, I lose my account on Facebook because I'm going all in to give you this information. So yeah, here in the Upper Ohio Valley, this show, my opinion, the information that I share is actually a big deal by default because nobody else is giving this to you. And so I would not be surprised, again, I can't prove it, if Shelley Moore Capito said, we've got to shut down the biggest pain in the butt that we have here from my favorite nephew, Riley Moore, so people will not realize that he was the vice president of the Podesta group, one heartbeat away from Podesta himself. And that is Rick Rattler, or, oh, by the way, there's a Riley McGowan Moore in Fairfax County, Virginia, or there's a record of a Riley McGowan Moore with a rap sheet of 18 counts. Nobody else wants to touch this about Riley Moore. Nobody. Not a peep out of him. Not a peep out of him regarding any of this. Other congressmen are saying this is outrageous, this is terrible, this is unbelievable. But Riley Moore? So I don't know if that's how it played out behind the scenes. There are, you know, lots of other angles as well, but would anyone be surprised? Would anyone be surprised? Even Joe Rogan is going, you know, maybe those crazies weren't so crazy after all.
Jeffrey Epstein is talking about pandemic planning to someone named Bill, whose name is redacted. It's like, why are you redacting the guy's name that you're talking about planning for a pandemic, like what to do in response to a pandemic? Why is his name retracted?
So many questions. Bill Gates, Epstein, even Joe Rogan, who is no tinfoil hat conspiracy guy whatsoever. Even he is connecting the dots, and it is a frightening thing. It really is. Some of the tweets that I had posted, let me give you at least one quick one here from Dr. Don Michael. And here's the documentation. Epstein court files, Doe number 5 versus Epstein 908-CV-80381. Expose emails discussing child transport networks via Kosovo and Thailand. One message boasts about, quote, 1 million children, end quote, as a massive pool to tap into. Mentions of photos with the children and ties to royal foundations and schools. And she includes screenshots of the documents. Chris Martinson is going even so far, and I think this is kind of crazy, but at this point, I don't even know what not to believe anymore. He's saying is it just a complete coincidence that the DOJ has completely withheld all of the Epstein documents immediately before, during, and after 9/11? I'm not quite sure what that means. But a lot of people in Congress are all saying the same thing, both parties. They have not released all of the Epstein files, not even close. Not one audio file. Not one video file. Every one of his properties, you know, had to have hidden microphones and cameras and everything everywhere, because that way you record everything and that's how you blackmail these people. Have you seen even one video? You know, pixelated so you don't see the kid, of course, or even hear one audio? This is the tip of the iceberg.